This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 75, Teaching Tuesday, how to show respect while you argue in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
Today you'll learn four English phrases to bring to your next friendly argument.
Hey Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey Gabby, I'm doing well.
Great.
Yeah.
So today we're going to reflect on our conversation, our arguments.
That was fun.
Argument noises there.
I know, after the episode, you like attacked me.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, things got a little crazy. But thanks to our tactical and respectful English skills, we were able to come to some middle ground, which is one of our phrases for you today.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and teach that phrase?
So take
what
it away.
Do you mean so, when you say middle ground?
Well, I said in the conversation, maybe there's some middle ground. So by middle ground, I mean somewhere we agree.
Mm-hmm.
Because my opinion is way over on the right and your opinion is way over on the left, but there has to be some middle ground, somewhere in the middle that we could meet.
Yeah, exactly. So you could say to come to a consensus also.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, right?
Maybe look for some points in common or some
mm-hmm.
shared
mm-hmm.
opinions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Something we can compromise on.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then we use the phrase, I said this, I said, I see what you mean.
Uh-huh.
So what is going on here? I used the word mean twice.
Okay. So I think when you say I mean, it's kind of a filler or it's a hedge to soften your statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said I see what you mean, you're offering a concession. You know, you're showing not that you agree with me necessarily, but that you understand what I'm saying and that you respect what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So I imagine that maybe after this you might have shared an opinion of yours that was a little different.
Definitely.
Because sometimes we follow this with however or but.
Right.
I see what you mean,
but. I probably did do that. So this is a good way to prepare the person you're speaking with
yeah.
for a contradicting opinion.
Yeah, show that, you know, you understand and you respect them, but you have a different opinion.
Definitely.
So after that, we said makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And when I said this, I took off it, right?
Mm.
So I dropped the subject there.
Just easy way to shorten it.
That's happens a lot sense. When we speak English,
yeah.
naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So makes sense is another way to show that you're listening, you understand, and you respect the person who's talking. But it might be used as a way to introduce your different opinion, like your opposite opinion from the person you're talking to.
Right. So it could be, again, makes sense, but...
Right.
Or so however...
Still arguing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be a way where you introduce that you're agreeing with the person, but we use it in a way to soften an argument.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. We're softening the argument.
Right. Okay, and then last, we had one more.
Yeah, so you use the expression, my question would be, so here you're challenging
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
and why didn't you say, my question is?
Well, I could have said that, but I was being more polite, more indirect by using the conditional. My question would be. It's just a little, like, more polite, I guess.
Yeah, I think of it as, like,
softer.
You're kind of stepping back, and you're
yeah.
kind of stepping out of reality,
right?
To more of an
yeah.
unreal sort
Let's
of situation.
Let's imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you made that argument, my question would be...
Right. But if you want to sound a little bit more direct, a little bit more powerful, definitely say, my question is...
Definitely, you could totally do that. Maybe it just depends on the context of the argument.
Right.
Depends on the person you're arguing with, the
mm-hmm.
topic, how passionate are you about that topic.
Right. Yeah, so little changes in the language can kind of show what you're trying to express better.
Yeah.
So should we repeat?
Sure.
Cool. All right, so the first phrase... Maybe there's some middle ground. Okay.
I mean, I see what you mean.
Makes sense.
My question would be...
All right, awesome.
If you liked Put Your Ears Into English with Lindsay and Gabby, be sure to subscribe to the podcast audio in iTunes for free on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. See you next time.